The conclusion is that Ajaero should be released on or before 12 midnight. Secondly, there will be a meeting of the National Executive Council at 9 tomorrow. I can also tell you that there's been high level of mobilization already.
You also have put on alert all your branches. What does that mean? What should that suggest?
It is not only our branches, our state councils or the affiliates that we have put on alert. We have also put on the alert, highest possible alert, our civil society allies and other patriotic Nigerians. If it becomes absolutely necessary, we will do the needful. You remember that we have said earlier that this assault on multiple fronts is not only against the trade unions or their members, it is against every underprivileged Nigerian. This act of pauperization, intimidation, these acts are not restricted to people in the unions only. Every average Nigerian is a victim or a potential victim. This is the reason why we have asked them to be on the alert, that it is everybody's fight.
Did the government tell you why he was arrested?
No, up to this moment, we have not been told why. And this is typical of a police state. Virtually everything is clandestinely done and to instill fear.
But isn't it true that prior to his arrest, the government had claimed that his activities were of danger to the nation?
No. Yeah, we were not told that his conduct or activities constituted any threat to the nation. And they couldn't have, because the national interest is our passion. For us, our driving motive has always been the sovereignty, the integrity of Nigeria and the welfare of its people. We do not do that for salary or for wages or for allowances or for budget making. We do that as our way of life. So it is not possible that with such overflowing passion of our country that we would act in a way and manner that would constitute a threat to that same country. So no one can stand on a moral ground higher than ours and begin to talk to us or lecture us about the security of this country.
Mr. Ajaero was on his way out of the country. Can you tell us what his mission was?
Yes. He was traveling to the UK on the invitation of the ITUC to attend a conference. A conference where issues of interest of organized labor are discussed. It was then he was stopped and picked up at the airport without any warning.
The ultimatum you gave for his release, what time frame do you have?
We said that he should be released immediately and unconditionally. But we were also gracious enough to give the state what we call a reaction time. And that reaction time extends to 12 midnight tonight. If by that time he is not released, we will know what to do.